Welcome to another edition of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, I'm going to get into some playoff talk. Now, I know in my previous side episode, I mentioned I was going to have a special guest. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get that set, but be on the lookout next football season. I'm definitely going to have someone come on here and do a lot of these side episodes, talk a little football with me, as again, you know, football is my first love and it would always be my first love. So I definitely look forward to doing these episodes, these side episodes, so I can really voice my opinion on some of these football topics that have came up. But right now we're in the wild card weekend. We're entering it and it's in full effect. We got some very intriguing matchups, and I've been hearing a lot of talk out there on the street saying this is a scripted playoffs because coincidentally there's a lot of teams going up against each other with players that have histories with the teams they're going up against, and is what the NFL wanted, which honestly I don't think that's true. I'm not buying into all of that. The better teams won and the better teams got in the playoffs. So that's how I look at it. And so enough of me rambling. Let's get right into it. Last week, before I get started, I did pretty okay. I didn't really tally off the wins and losses from last week because, you know, it was the last week of the season. A lot of teams didn't even start players or start starters. So I knew last week was going to be a little bit all over the place. But I will put my record from last week in the description box. So just take a look at what I did there and you'll see how I did the previous week. But let's get into it. Let's get into this first matchup. The Browns on the road against the Texans. And boy, wouldn't this have been an even more intriguing matchup had Deshaun Watson still be, you know, healthy and alive and kicking. Well, he is alive, but kicking and going out there and playing solid football. But hey, Joe Flacco is a nice complimentary prize. So here we have it, you know, beer belly Joe Flacco going on the road to play against a Texans team that had a very, very inspiring, convincing victory on the road against the Colts to lock up the division, thanks to the Jags losing last week to the Titans, which I actually picked the Jags to win that game, but I did not pick that game with confidence. I was telling a friend of mine that I wouldn't be surprised if the Jaguars lost that game, and they did. And so here we are, the Texans, the AFC South division champions, going up against the Browns. The Browns have a very, very stout defense and rookies in the playoffs. I'm going to just say this. Rookies in the playoffs, as great of a season as CJ Stroud had this year, rookies in the playoffs tend to struggle. Even if you look back at Tom Brady's first championship run, remember that. Remember the Tuck Rule, right? The Tuck Rule saved Tom Brady that year. And then, because he didn't play all that well leading up to that Tuck Rule. And then he had two legendary drives that won that game. And then the AFC Championship game, Tom Brady got hurt and Drew Bledsoe helped the Patriots to that Super Bowl. And even in that Super Bowl performance, he only threw one touchdown. He was very mechanical. He did what his coach told him to do. He was a game manager. He managed the game very well enough to win that Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf. And so I'm mentioning Tom Brady because that's just one incident where you have a young quarterback to guide a team to a Super Bowl. But ever since then, young quarterbacks don't do well in the playoffs. They just don't. I mean, look at Peyton Manning. Look at Ben Roethlisberger's first year. They got blown out by the Patriots. Like, there are a lot of, no matter how good your regular season was, usually rookie quarterbacks struggle. And as great as CJ Stroud has been this year, I have him down for rookie of the year. I chose him over Bryce Young at the beginning of the season. I said that. I said CJ Stroud was going to be better than Bryce Young, and it turned out to be true. But and again, the Texans have the home fans behind them. But going with the Browns here, man. I think the Browns, their defense is stronger. The Texans defense leaves a lot to desire. Joe Flacco has been on fire. I just think that, you know, the Browns ease, and yes, when the Browns beat the Texans the first time in the regular season, it was a blowout. C.J. Stroud did not play, but I don't know, man. I just don't see C.J. Stroud having, kudos to him. If he plays very well and they win this game, kudos to him. You definitely have to say, you know what? C.J. Stroud is the real deal. He's here to stay. He's going to be a future legendary quarterback if he beats this Browns defense. So, but I got the Browns winning this. They are a 2.5-point favorite, and I think they cover. Up next, we got the Dolphins on the road against the Chiefs. Now, I looked at the weather report. It's going to be -5 degrees for this game. Okay? This is going to be another reunion game involving a former player going up against his former team and Tyreek Hill. And you can make the argument, Tyreek Hill has not been the same since he got hurt. He's slowed down. He's not getting open as much. Tua is making a lot of mistakes out there. He had a horrible game against the Bills over the weekend. He just did not close the season on a bright note. And I just think the Dolphins are just stumbling into the playoffs. And you could say the same thing about the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't been playing perfect either. But their defense, I feel like their defense has carried the Chiefs all season. And it is something that Mahomes has never really had since he's been quarterback in Kansas City. It would have been a perfect scenario if he would have more offensive weapons. And maybe we might be looking at the most dominant team in NFL history had the Chiefs had more weapons. But I'm going to say this. The weather is going to be a huge factor. The Miami Dolphins being a warm weather team, I don't think they're going to come in here and put up a great performance. I think the weather is going to slow a lot of things down. The verdict is out there on the Chiefs. If you double, triple team Travis Kelce, the other wide receivers have to beat you. Now, Rashee Rice has been great. Teams are picking up on Rashee Rice now. And now they're really making Mahomes think out there. And there was some frustration on the sideline their previous game. There's been a lot of frustration with this team, period, throughout the season. But I think that the Chiefs pull this game off at home. They are a 4-point favorite. And the Chiefs have been amazing at home throughout their playoff run over the last 5 years. I don't think that stops. I think the Chiefs have the last laugh against Tyreek Hill. Up next, we got the Sunday games. Three games going up on Sunday. We got the Steelers on the road against the Bills. I got the Bills winning this one. I know a lot of Bills haters out there. I got a couple of close friends that are Bills haters and are going to pick the Steelers because they don't like the Bills. But that's thinking with your heart. Let's think with what we see in these games. The Steelers have been trashed the whole season. They just now got good with Rudolph, right? As their third string quarterback, right? So they've been flying all cylinders. But the Steelers really haven't played anybody during that stretch, okay? They really haven't played anybody tough. And if you want to count that Ravens game, go ahead, be my guest. But the Ravens, they took their foot off the gas on that game. If Lamar Jackson would have played in that game, the Ravens would have won that game, hands down, okay? We all know the deal with that. Now, they're going up against some real competition with the Bills. And I told people, don't let the Bills get into the playoffs. When they were struggling and everybody was getting their bats out and knocking the Buffalo Bills pinata around and the hatred towards Josh Allen, oh, he's a turnover waiting to happen. He's this. He's that. They should fire the coach. Oh, he's not the quarterback. He's not a clutch quarterback. This, that, and the other. Let's take a look at Josh Allen's playoff stats. Mr. Choke Artist. Josh Allen has 17 touchdowns in the playoffs to 4 interceptions. 3 of those interceptions coming just last year. So even before that, he only threw one pick in what, five seasons as the Bills quarterback? I mean, come on, guys. Come on. I know people are ready to just hate on Josh Allen for no entire reason. I don't get the Josh Allen hate. I really don't. But in four seasons, in four playoff years, okay, 17 touchdowns, four interceptions. Three of those interceptions came last year. So before that, he was 14. He threw 14 touchdowns and one interception in his first three playoff years as the first three years as the Buffalo Bills quarterback. 14 touchdowns and one interception. Okay. If we're going to base Josh Allen's criticism on one game against Cincinnati at home last year, when Joe Burrow came in there and knocked them out, right? Then really, I'm sorry. This is just a rant. This is just a rant towards Josh Allen haters. Speak factual. Speak factual. I know he can be prone to throw turnovers and things of that nature. I get that. But the Bills are nothing without Josh Allen. They're nothing. And you know they're nothing without him. And so I think that they go on and win this game. They are a 10-point favorite. I think they cover. I don't even think this game is going to be close. It is going to be, I think the temperature, it's going to be 16 degrees. No snow is expected. So should be a good entertaining game. Both of these teams are cold weather teams, so it shouldn't matter. But no J.J. Watt, okay? And the Steelers' record without J.J. Watt is terrible. So look at that. Take that as food for thought. Up next, we got the Cowboys going up against the Packers. And, man, I'm really, really tired of talking about the Packers being in the playoffs. I really am. It hurts me. It sickens me to my stomach that the Lions were able to seal the deal and keep the Packers from making the playoffs last year. And just seeing the joy that Lions fans had, even though they wasn't making the playoffs, to see the joy that the Lions fans had to not allow the Green Bay Packers a chance at a Super Bowl was priceless. I celebrated with Lions fans. I wanted that same thing for Bears fans this year. It would have been an icing on a cake that was all battered and tattered. Excuse my terminology here, which is the Bears 2023-24 season. I mean, this has been a roller coaster ride of a season of very low lows and very high highs. There's no in between with this team. There's no even keel with this team. It's either low low or high highs. And last week was a low low. This team, I watched that team. When I watched that game against the Packers, I saw a Bears team that gave up in the second half. They just gave up. They did not want to win that game. It went from the Packers looking like they didn't want to win that game in the first half to the second half, the Bears just say, you know what? Here you go, Packers. Just go ahead. We're not. It's it. That's it. And so here we are, the Packers go on the road and play a Cowboys team. And I'm going to say this about Jordan Love. Jordan Love had a very good season. Okay? Very good season. Everybody's comparing all of his numbers to Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. My take on it is, if Jordan Love was one on any other team, he would not get this type of comparison. He would just be his own guy. And I just think it's unfair to Jordan Love to constantly compare him to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre just because he's wearing a Green Bay uniform. They are all different style of quarterbacks. They're not the same. He doesn't throw the ball exactly like Brett Favre. He does not throw the ball exactly like Aaron Rodgers. He just plays in an offense that is similar to what Aaron Rodgers played. That's it. He looks nothing. His arm is not as strong. Okay? If you give him a clean pocket, he will pick you apart, which is what good quarterbacks do. And he's a good quarterback. But I want to see him against this Dallas defense coming up. That is a stout defense. I want to see how he do against that, because now he has to live up to expectations. Now you want to put all these unfair expectations on him? Well, I'm going to throw it right at you. I'm going to say this. Unrealistic expectations is Aaron Rodgers owned the Cowboys. I better not see Jordan Love come in here and lay an egg. Or else I don't want to hear any more comparisons to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And even Brett Favre, it took time for Brett Favre to get over the Cowboys, huh? But Aaron Rodgers totally dominated the Cowboys throughout his career. Maybe he lost to him one time, I think, if I can remember. But come on. Like, really? And let's not sit here and act like Jordan Love wasn't struggling before Aaron Jones got back in the lineup. When Aaron Jones was out of the lineup, that offense struggled. So I say all that to say this. Aaron Jones is what makes that engine work over Jordan Love. It's not Jordan Love, in my opinion. Jordan Love helps, but Aaron Jones takes that unnecessary weight and pressure off of Jordan Love and makes things a lot easier for him. And ever since he's been in the lineup, you saw the record. They put it up there during the Bears game. This man was not doing well before Aaron Jones got back in the lineup. So let's pause on the overhyping of Jordan Love. I'm still not all that sold yet. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Bears fan. I'm looking at it from a football perspective. I just don't see it yet. Give it time. Let's not be so quick to anoint this man the next Hall of Fame Green Bay quarterback. I still need to see more. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not hating on the guy. I think he had a very good season. Better than expected, but let's calm down on the overhyping of Jordan Love. With that being said, I got the Cowboys winning this one. They are a 7.5-point favorite. Up next, we got the Rams going up against the Lions. This is a matchup. Matthew Stafford, former Lions quarterback, former Lions great quarterback, traded to the Rams. His first season with the Rams, he wins a Super Bowl. Up against Jared Goff, who took the team, the Rams, that same Rams team, to the Super Bowl in 2018 and couldn't even throw a touchdown. And here they are, head-to-head, Matthew Stafford coming to Detroit to try to end Detroit's dreams of advancing in the playoffs. Do you know that this will be the most Detroit Lions loss in Detroit Lions history? For the Lions to not have a playoff win since 1991, to have to go up and face their former Hall of Fame quarterback, and this man comes in Detroit, his home, where he's used to playing in that stadium with those loud fans, this will be heartbreaking. This will be heartbreaking for Lions fans if they walk away with a loss. Okay, now I say all that to say this. I got the Lions winning this game. I want to pick the Rams so bad, man. I do. I really want to pick the Rams so bad. But the Lions have finished on a high note. Their offense looked like it's back clicking. The Rams, I don't know, man. I just, you know, the Rams, I said it. I said, watch out for them. They're a dark horse. I would have liked their chances better if they would have played the Cowboys instead of the Lions. The Lions are going to be, this is their first home playoff game in a while. That stadium is going to be rocking. I know Stafford's going to be ready. I think this is going to be a close game. This is one of those pick 'em games. I think the Rams can win this game. I think the Lions can win this game. But I'm going to go with the home team when it comes to pick 'em games. I'm always going with the home team. So I'm going to go with the Lions. They are a 3-point favorite. And last but not least, we got the Eagles on the road against the Bucks. I got the Bucks in this one, man. The Eagles, they're trash, man. They have ended this season the most trashy and the most trashiest way you can end the season after starting off so dominant at the beginning of the year. So dominant at the beginning of the year. And then they started looking a little bit shaky towards the end. I think after that Jets loss, I was like, you know what? That win, that loss didn't feel right. This team don't feel like last year's team. And they were just kind of just barely winning games. And then San Francisco came in there and just knocked the top off of them. And they haven't been the same since. So I got the Buccaneers, who've been playing very well of late. Even though their offense can be a little sporadic at times, one week they look, you know, Baker Mayfield looks like Brett Favre out there. The next moment, he looks like, I don't know, Brad Johnson. But man, dude, I got the Buccaneers winning this game. I don't see the Bucs losing two home games in last year. Dallas came in there and kicked their butts in last year's playoffs. I don't see the Eagles doing that. I think the Buccaneers, with a very stout defense, beat the Eagles at home. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite. That is all. Those are my picks for the wild card weekend, and I'm sticking to them. I'm sorry if I was talking a little bit too much with this episode, but I'm just fired up about playoff football. Can't wait, and I hope you, have a very good weekend, enjoying watching these matchups. And until then, be on the lookout for another episode. Me, Spook, and Ian will be back on the mic for another full episode of Magnificent Vibes Podcast. Until then, I'll see you on the next one. Peace.